Welcome back to Daisy Dialogues. I am Jackie and I'm joined by my sister Suzanne.
Hello. This episode is the main event.
Wow, that was scary. Okay, so we are discussing the main event, aka the death. What it's like to be there, our own personal experiences and feelings, given that this particular topic is death number one for us.
So this was the talk that we looked at and went, what are we going to say? What are we going to do? You know, it's not easy to talk about a death. So whether we're talking about how it felt to not get there, or whether in our case right now we're talking about our first experience of being with someone as they die and what that was like, what was it like for you?
Well, the first death that I was at was my dad, and it was a hospital setting, and I was there with you, and I was there with Mum, and obviously I was there with Dad. And when he actually passed, I didn't feel anything. I felt just numb. But the actual going up to that point, I was comforted by us all being together.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about the numb part. But yeah, prior to the numb part, I've noticed, if I just for a moment pull in the other deaths that I've been at, is it's the watching of the suffering that's so challenging to watch someone you love, care about, suffer. And that's what makes it quite stressful and highly charged. Especially because Dad didn't want to go. You know, we know that he was frightened. And we were really, on some level I was, because we didn't know what to expect. But once he had gone, what I did notice and have subsequently noticed is this deep level of peace. If you just notice, if you allow yourself to notice it, it is, you've described it as nothing. And it is, it's a space, nothing.
Yeah, because we didn't have any unfinished business. We did know all the passwords we sort of needed to know. So I didn't have, there was no reproaching, no regrets, obviously, other than we'd lost someone really significant in our family and the dynamics would change. So I think that numbness was, am I supposed to feel something more than this? Other than being sad and upset and all the normal things, I felt nothing. And I mean, obviously when he was speaking, which was a few days before that, I've had these stories from people where they go, everyone, like they see someone coming to take them, or I'm okay, I'm not scared of dying. And my darling dad said, I'm scared, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you can't do that to me.
Yeah, it was hard to manage someone that actually doesn't want to and is frightened when you're kind of frightened yourself at the same time. But we were fortunate, I think. You know, some deaths are not pleasant and not comfortable to see or watch because they're suffering because of the whatever condition they've got. But with Dad, I was comforted by the fact that he was in hospital and they had said he hasn't been on any painkillers for the last, I don't know, 12 hours.
And it was so peaceful. He didn't rock out or scream out or jitter out or anything. It was just literally Mum saying, I love you, darling, I'm here, you can go now. And he was gone.
Yeah.
It was literally that. There was nothing.
It was the timing again, wasn't it?
It's all timing.
And it does feel surreal. I definitely remember feeling it. Throughout my first experience, I definitely remember feeling quite surreal and almost wanting to laugh.
Mm.
I remember feeling like I like just needed, I don't know whether that was an anxiety thing or...
And I remember us all being there and Dad was gone and we were there and we were holding his hand and we weren't really saying much at that point. But I do remember it was actually quite a significant amount of time before we went out to actually tell the hospital staff he'd gone. And the only thing that popped into my mind at the time, which is bizarre, is how do they accurately record the time of death if you don't tell them when it happens?
It is funny what pops into your head. And again, it's I just want to let people know it's okay. The weird thoughts you have, the bizarre urge to laugh or say something nuts or to not feel anything or even to actually be in floods of tears. I think there is no rule and it just comes from an automatic place. It's okay, you know.
Yeah. So the topic of the actual big event is huge. And where do you go with it and how do you handle it and what actually manifests at that point for you? Again, it's personal.
Because this was my first experience. His body, kind of like you said, it was quite peaceful and it was quite natural. You know, he actually died of pneumonia. So that's not a pleasant thing to watch someone struggling breathing and all the rest of it, knowing that they're scared, knowing that the one thing he didn't want to die of was pneumonia. But the body kind of behaved itself, and allowing that to kind of happen and watching what happens. I'm sure in later episodes when we talk about the other deaths that we were with, we can share what we learned from this one that's kind of pulled through, what naturally happens to the body as it begins to shut down if you're in a scenario where the body is shutting down rather than it being like a sudden accident.
Yeah. And I remember getting the call from the hospital, and I remember a hyperventilation moment at that point, and then I remember getting to the hospital and it was just calm.
Yeah, it was. It was really calm. And I actually thought, because I remember the night before he died, when we'd left him at the hospital, there was a patient two beds down and there was wailing and crying. And it was a real sort of like, oh no, is it going to be like that? You know, it didn't set up the picture very well for me as I left the hospital. But coming back, a hospital setting, you know, we were lucky. I can't speak for anyone else's experiences, but we did have privacy. We did feel left alone to just be with him. I felt that we could go at our own pace once he had died. There was no urgency to force us, push us to move or do anything until we were absolutely ready. What did you feel about that?
I do feel we got that. I think the hospital was incredibly respectful, and not knowing what to expect, I half expected them to know he'd gone and be in there asking for the bed back. But they were absolutely brilliant and very respectful. And we had to go and tell them in the end, and it was a long time after. We just sat there. We literally just sat there, and I remember just feeling numb.
Yeah, do you know what? It was such a long time ago for me, and I've not had children, but you know how you guys say that once, you know, the pain of having a child is so extreme, but you kind of forget it afterwards. It was a bit like that. You know, I can't remember for Dad exactly how I was feeling, because it was such a highly charged, unusual, new situation. And I think that's okay. I can't remember it. I've forgotten that. But also the memories of... I clearly remember what he looked like. I clearly have flashbacks of the memories of us around the bed, me holding his feet and you and Mum both at his shoulders.
Yeah, and people listening to this will either get comfort again from listening to our stories, or maybe resonate with some of it because it's happened to them, or maybe you'll just switch off and think, I don't want to listen to that. But again, we would like to be in touch with people that are happy to share their stories, because I think storytelling, whether it's real or not, can be a huge comfort to people. And if you're willing to share and put the message out there of the different experiences that you've had, it might help somebody down the line think, actually, do you know what? It's okay that I just went into a hysterical fit of laughter the minute my dad took his last breath, because, again, there's no right or wrongs in any of this.
No, and it is challenging. I mean, I, you know, had a friend who, you know, her husband died when they were on holiday. That wasn't the greatest experience, but it's absolutely 10 years down the line etched in her memory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the ones that I've seen, there are elements to it that are etched in my memory and I've learned. Obviously, different conditions mean that the body may do different things. So this really is the main event. This is the thing that we all fear, that we all dread, that no one wants to talk about, no one wants to be at. Everyone wants to avoid it. Everyone spends their entire life avoiding it. This moment that we've realised can be really special, can be really still and quiet and unique, and is a part of what it is to be human. This part, this exit of being a human being, is the whole reason that we talk about this, that I want to talk about this stuff. This is what we fear, this bit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a fear for a lot of people. You don't know what you're facing, when you're facing it, how you're facing it. There's a lot of unknowns here. So this big event is huge. And you need to talk about, you need to prepare, you need to get there.
But can you, though? Can you prepare? Is it something you can prepare for?
No, you can't. But you need to try.
So as always, we would love to hear, really, really would love to hear your experiences. If there's anything that you're struggling with emotionally from having been at a death or not being at a death, we're here to support you. Get in touch.
We are sharing people's memories of and questions to their loved ones. I would ask my mum if she's disappointed that I didn't turn out the way she wanted me to.
Aww.
Why would you think that?
Yeah, that's a good point. Why would you think that? You don't need to think that. But
this is what happens when you don't have the conversation.
Yeah, these things can come up.
But you never know. She might say, yeah, you're amazing.